Oh, my name is Lou, and I am a compulsive overeater, and it's great to be here. And thank all you guys for coming down and for everyone to do service and for the people in person and on Zoom. We couldn't do this without each other. It's a we program, and I would just want to say that everything that I say, is my own opinion and not necessarily the opinion of OA. And I'll try not to talk about outside issues or break any other traditions. But if I do, please forgive me because I am a work in progress. And I'm going to share a little bit about how I got here. Can everybody hear me okay? A nod or a thumbs up? Yeah. Okay, great. I came in through the other beverage program, and I celebrated earlier this month 42 years sober. And I don't have that much abstinence though, but that's continued sobriety. And but I managed to nurture my addiction for food during that time though. And I came in here in early 2010 around that, and recognizing that I was carrying an extra 50 pounds or so. And I think someone from AA had made a subtle suggestion that I consider OA. And so I started going, it was pre-COVID. So I started going to a couple meetings here in San Diego locally and found, very accepting and caring, loving environment. And followed the suggestions and worked the steps and got a sponsor and did all those things. And I don't know exactly why. I have some excuses or possible reasons why I stopped going. But I guess that doesn't matter. What matters is I came back 2 years later, and I've been consistent for the last 6 years, and maintaining and what I call an imperfect abstinence, because sometimes what my food plan is and my plan of eating and my program, my higher power might be different from yours. And what I do may or may not work for you, and what you do may or may not work for me. And that's the beauty, that's one of the reasons I can keep coming here, is because this program is set up for everyone. Everyone is welcome here that has a desire to stop eating compulsively, or if you're restricting or anorexic or any other condition related to food, this is a place where you can get help and relief, with the 12 steps. So when I came back, I recognized, that I had, made some mistakes and or with my program, and tried to figure that out by going to more meetings consistently and finding a home group. And I got hooked up with a men's group here, and on Sunday morning, and then that led to attending a regular retreat, which I enjoyed in my other program retreats, and doing service. I knew, about how in the other program they call it hospitals and institutions. In this program, I guess it's just service. But I did, I was a greeter. I was an inner group rep. I led the meeting sometimes. And so that helped me a lot, especially, I talk a lot about retreats because I'm now on the retreat committee. I've been doing that for 4 years, and so I'm terming out on our San Diego board for Region 2. And so, but I'm still going to be on the committee, I believe. I just won't be the voting member on the board anymore as a chairperson for the retreat committee. So that's 4 years of service, and that has really helped me tremendously to get educated about the program and to learn new things. And for me, that's what it's all about, learning new things and building a spiritual program one day at a time by working the steps, using the tools, taking suggestions, and embracing sponsorship. I keep coming back. I recognize now that I have a disease, and I have a disease that tells me I don't have a disease, and I have a solution, in a by having a power greater than myself. And in that individual relationship that I have, and that evolves and that changes. My spiritual awakening is of the educational variety. And every time I go to a retreat or a workshop or even regular meetings, I always pick up something. Or when I'm reading the literature, I get a little nugget that I can use and apply to my recovery. And share something recently that I got. And everything is I, me, me, me. One of the morning readings from today talked about greed, and it said, at the end, it said, what material thing am I willing to give away today? And I couldn't come up with anything. I want to keep it all, and I am greedy. That's one of the one of my defects of character is selfishness. And I can work on that. And like I was saying about the little nuggets, I went to our urban retreat here in San Diego. It's a not an overnight thing. It's just a Friday night and then a Saturday, all day. And we had a speaker from Arizona, and he talked about acting as if, and how to work on your character defects using positive affirmations. And it was a wonderful talk. And he had a little booklet that was provided. And this stuff, you can't buy this stuff is free, and you can't buy it really anywhere. I can pause and pray, use an affirmation, use the tools. Recognize, release, replace, catch, cancel, correct, awareness, acceptance, action, uncover, discard, discover. Lots of little things like that. A promise of permanent recovery. Program action and frequent consistent repetition. If you're proud of it, you will lose it. If you're grateful for it, you will keep it. Just a couple things. And so all these affirmations that this leader talked about, shared with us, and explained how to make our own, the samples that he did all began with the words, with God's help. And so that makes it a lot, that takes the onus off myself. And It helps me to recognize that I'm powerless, you know, over this disease. And I recognize that this disease can kill me. It can ruin my quality of life. And I didn't talk about, you know, my upbringing, and I'm not blaming anybody. I mean, my disease is my responsibility, my recovery is my responsibility. But I did grow up in that house where my mom was kind of a compulsive overeater and neurotic from living with my alcoholic dad, who died when I was 9. I was the youngest of 5 siblings, and they all became morbidly obese, psychotic, or addicted alcoholics. I think that covers it. And so, you know, I learned a lot from them what not to do. And I believe that, you know, there's a genetic component to this disease. Now, it's not always a fact, but it certainly can be, you know, a factor. And so that's why it's good, you know, to educate younger people so that they can know, you know, if they have that type of a, you know, it's an illness, it's a disease. So, you know, it can be prevented, hopefully, through education and practicing healthy attributes instead of, you know, the opposite. But where was I? Okay, yeah, working the steps, taking a personal inventory, using the tools, getting active with service, nurturing a spiritual experience. One of my things that got me was the nighttime eating. You know, I would binge eat, you know, back into the disease. Instead of the recovery, let me talk about this for a minute. I would eat big meals and, you know, buffets. I know I'm being recorded, but you know what buffet, the acronym buffet means? Bunch of us, pardon me, bunch of us fat fuckers eating together. I heard that at a retreat. And I also heard, you know, so I'm a nighttime eater, and that's what I did. That's like my MO. I would, you know, have dinner, and then I would have dessert, and then I would continue to eat, maybe seconds, and then on to finish off whatever was left, so there was no leftovers, and then proceed to graze and binge for the rest of the night until I fell into a food coma. And so my absence, my personal abstinence is that I don't eat after my last meal, which is usually at 5 p.m. So when I first tried doing that, I was going to bed pretty early. But you know, now I can stay up late without eating, and I can watch TV without eating. A couple of the tricks that I do for recovery is to, and again, none of this stuff, I didn't invent this stuff. It's just, you know, things that I picked up and learned along the way, was to say the first 3 steps before each meal. If I'm being mindful and I'm working my program, I'll do that. You know, I'll do a condensed version. Before I take my first bite, I'll say, you know, God, I'm powerless over food. It makes my life unmanageable. And I came to believe that a power greater than myself could restore me to sanity. I turn my food and my life over to God's care. And then, you know, maybe a little gratitude for, you know, whatever it is that's on my plate. Thanks for this food. And then, okay, I'll start to eat, and I'll put my fork down. That's another thing. I'll put my fork down and take a pause in there and let my brain catch up with my stomach, or vice versa, because there's a disconnect there. I don't get satiated. You know, that's part of my disease, is I don't know when I'm full. And once I start eating, I just want to keep on eating. So to let the tiger out of the cage 3 times a day is, an ongoing challenge for me. Thank you for the reminder. I have 5 minutes left. And so I was talking about the first 3 steps and using that on a daily basis. And also the praying in the morning and the readings. And lately, I've been jumping on a men's meeting at, heaven forbid, 6 a.m. And it's an East Coast meeting, and it's on Zoom. And I go in there, and that's pretty good because we meditate for about 10 minutes. We do the it's a great meeting. A friend, and of course, a friend in OA, Dave B. Some of you may have heard of him. He's been around for a long time. Introduced me to this meeting. He said, "Hey, Lou, I got this great men's meeting in the morning." So, I started going, and they read the Voices of Recovery, and then they meditate for 10 minutes, and then they read the thing again, and then they share on that. And so it's a good way to start the day. And, it gets me into the literature, it gets me into meditation, and it helps me to be more God focused and less Lou focused. And the 10-step inventory, it talked about that a little bit in our reading here today. It talked about defects of character, and when I see those in others, and I am, I have to admit, I am, we're not all well here in this program, especially, like all of us are on a journey. And it's easy for me to get caught up in other people's shortcomings. And I don't like it when someone points out my shortcomings. But when I, when I see you guys messing up, I definitely get frustrated about that. So I have to remember that, just like that reading said, when I see you guys messing up, that's just me. I'm only seeing in myself. I'm seeing in you guys what I don't like in myself. And so I always, now I'm, aware of that. And, as we keep coming back, more will be revealed. And yeah, it's a one day at a time program. And we've got so 19 people plus all the people that are in person. So I'm gonna yield the last couple minutes of my talk over to whoever would like to share. Thank you very much for listening and for having me here and putting up with me. Thank you. Have a good day, and let's move on.